But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Bob is off for TV duties, left at 1 o'clock. He's got a lot to do with interviews and shows coming up, previewing Steelers-Ravens, 50-minute mark on The Fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. But the news is now official. Zay Flowers will not play in this game. John Harbaugh just made that announcement, and that is a big honking deal, if you ask me. Really big. You go look at you watch the Ravens. They're on all the time. You've seen them play, I'm sure, multiple times this season. He's the pass game explosion part of their offense. 74 catches, that's 19 more than anybody on the team. 116 targets. Nobody else is above 72. Big plays defined as 20 or more yards down the field. Zay Flowers, 19. The only other guy in double digits is Bateman at 11. Yards after the catch, 463, which he's really good at. I mean, he's just a really quick, elusive guy who makes yards after the catch. No other receiver or tight ends close to him. Justice Hill's the other guy, which figures as a running back, right? You're going to get more yards after the catch. And first downs, 48 for Zay Flowers. Nobody else is even at 40. It's a gigantic loss for them. It allows the Steelers to allocate more resources toward the line of scrimmage in an effort to stop Derrick Henry and Lamar. Bateman is still a guy who can get down the field, but instead of worrying about two, you worry about one. That's a big, big difference. And yes, he still has weapons. He still has Andrews and Likely and all that. But this is the primary explosion element, through the air anyway, that the Ravens have on their team. It changes the dynamic of the game. It just does. For a team that already, for the most part, plays the Ravens very well defensively, much better than other teams play them. And I would argue if Russell Wilson didn't implode, we might be saying that the Steelers' defense played pretty well down there that day. Derrick Henry did a lot of his damage. He was good in the first half, but he did a lot of his damage after the pick six. So did Lamar. And the Steelers' defense was heavily compromised that day. So this is a big deal, Sean. I mean, I don't know how anybody could minimize it. Zay Flowers is a needle mover, is what he is, and he ain't playing.
Crowley told said something today that I was stunned by, and I thought that he was wrong, but it turns out that Crowley was right for once. Zay Flowers.
Wait a second. Is there an underlying?
No, I like Crowley. He's
okay,
a good man.
Okay,
he's a good man.
Very
he rips
good.
Penn State quite a bit, though.
Oh, okay.
But you that's all right.
Yeah, that's fine.
He said Zay Flowers is the first and only Baltimore Raven receiver to make a Pro Bowl.
Wow.
I was blown away. I was like, no, there's no way. Anquan Boldin had to make one. Steve Smith, they didn't as Ravens. They did with their other teams, obviously. They've also had three receivers make it as returners, but none as a true receiver until Zay Flowers. So he truly is one of a kind when it comes to that team's history at wide receiver.
Yeah, man. He makes a gigantic difference for Lamar. He's sort of a safety blanket for him, too, because he can, on those scramble plays, he's impossible to keep contained. You know, he wiggles away from people. You know, he's very elusive in that aspect of the game, too, in the scramble pass down the field game. So this is yet another reason why I think this is going to be an incredibly close game. Which, again, for the 8 millionth time this week, isn't really a hot take in spite of the line. 30 of 37 meetings between Harbaugh and Tomlin. 30 of 37 have been one-score games. And even when it's not a one-score game, as Bob and I were discussing earlier, a lot of those double-digit wins were one, like the one this year, were one score games in the fourth quarter where it was one play that turned a very close game. There's been very few where it's just like, okay, that's it. You know, game over early. One was Ben, five touchdowns at the half. Another was a season opener, I believe. 35-7 Ravens win, which spawned the legendary Tomlin quote, "I'd rather be a wine drinker than a grape squasher." You like that one?
That's a good one, yeah.
I'm looking at the all-rookie team for PFF. Would you like to hear some players on it?
I would love to hear some players on it.
Jaden Daniels over Bo Nix. They're both really, really good. I probably would have picked in the end Bo Nix, but man, both those guys, and you never know with quarterbacks, because as Ben used to say, it's that second and third year where you find out about people. CJ Stroud having a bit of a sophomore issue
here. I was going to say, who has a better career? I'm definitely leaning towards Daniels if he stays healthy, although I think it's natural to think of RG3 when you think of a Washington quarterback burst onto the scene, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think Bo Nix is, I think both these guys are already borderline stars. Wide receivers, what a crew. Malik Nabers, Brian Thomas Jr., a lot of people wish the Steelers had taken him. Should they have taken a receiver in the first round and then Ladd McConkey for the Chargers with Brock Bowers at tight end? That's a hell of a group of pass catchers.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If you like a receiver and you want to take one in the draft, take the best receiver from LSU. Because my goodness, has that school produced Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase, and then you mentioned those two rookies, Nabers and Thomas. It is unbelievable. They have maybe four of the top 10 receivers in all of the NFL at this point. Yeah, in retrospect, I would have been okay taking receiver, although I guess it's the time frame, because they thought at the draft that they could still get Ayuk later.
Right.
If they knew that they had no chance at him, they probably do try to take a receiver earlier than they went with Roman Wilson.
What's Cooking brought to you by our local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Zach Fraser made that team, by the way, the PFF all-rookie team. Then defensively, the Rams have two guys, and isn't that interesting? Peyton Wilson made it, too, along with Edger and Cooper for the Packers. So that's a nice little win for him. He's going to be important this week against those tight ends. Everybody's saying the Rams, you never want to put all your eggs in one basket there. You never want to mortgage the future. Well, they did, and yet they're still winning. Remember their GM was like, screw first round picks, we don't need them. Well, they keep making good late round picks, and now they're back to having their own draft picks, and they're a division winner, and they're playing a home game in the playoffs. Sean McVay is a really, really good coach, and the Rams are showing people how wrong they were about them.
The Stafford trade will always be a win for them because it got them a Super Bowl, and to your point, they've found some real gems defensively this past year, replacing Aaron Donald for all intents and purposes with multiple really good players.
Thank you, Sean. I'll see you on Donnie Football Friday.
Thank you, Joe. I'm looking forward to it. Have a wonderful day.